Hello and welcome, or welcome back. I'm McPodfix, and today I'm going to be reading When I Say a Goth GF, This Is What I Mean by Darling Stardust on Archive of Our Own. The rating for this story is teen and up audiences, and the relationship is Hinata Shoyu and Kageyama Tobio from Haikyuu. It's Halloween-y, so just keep that in mind. And yeah, now without further ado, please enjoy. When I say I want a goth girlfriend, this is what I mean. Written by Darling Stardust, read by Demon Feed Audio. Summary. Tobio has never been to a Halloween party. Good thing Wakatoshi is throwing one. Better that Hidaka is dressing him up. The best thing is Shoyu's reaction to a style he never knew would look amazing on his favorite setter. Halloween was never a big event for Kageyama Tobio growing up. As it was, Halloween was more of a small holiday that was celebrated with older adults who wanted to dress up and get drunk on a weeknight after work to unwind. He had remembered that once, in primary school, when the teachers tried to throw an American-style Halloween party, where the kids dressed up and asked their school teachers for tricks and treats, or whatever it was, he barely participated in it then, his mother thinking it would be too scary for him. At the time, she was right, since he only went in his little three-piece suit, and one of his classmates wore a scary demon mask. Needless to say, Tobio came home early that day for crying and pissing his pants. Tobio hated to admit it, but he was still weird around startling masks and special effects makeup, so naturally he had missed out on Halloween for many years. Until this year. He swore he had never seen Shoyu look so shocked in his life. "What?" the middle blocker snorted, pushing him as he wiped his sweat off with his towel. "Get out of here, really? Not even one Halloween party?" The interrogation was loud and it received the attention of everyone else in the room. Even their first years, who didn't normally like to approach them, were curious, stopping to take notice before leaving with Suki and Tadashi. Tanaka and Noya laughed from the sidelines quietly, and Tobio threw them a look. It was stifled by Shoyu putting a hand on his shoulder. "Hey, no big deal. After all, it only really just became popular." He shrugged sagely and Tobio rolled his eyes. "How do you know so much about Halloween, Pumpkinhead?" Tobio pouted a bit, pushing him back in retaliation for the first blow. "Anyway, I don't really care. It's not my thing."
"Not your thing?"
Shoyu stumbled back with the push but grounded himself. "How would you know if you've never been to one?" Tobio was about to dismiss him when Ryu came up to him and slung his arm around his neck. "Come on. Apparently Ujishima has a big party every year and he invited us. You should go." Noya decided to jump around him as well.
"Yeah, he said we should all come, so you should too. Free food, dude."
Tobio rolled his eyes. "It's a Wednesday. We have school the next day." "So what?" Ryu snorted and trotted off with Noya, the two third years whooping and hollering into the locker rooms. It only left Shoyu and Tobio. The younger of the two just looked away and headed inside, the shorter following. They let the conversation die until they headed home together, the air still warm from the sunny day they had. It was the last warm day they would probably have until spring, and they both cherished it, club jackets off and slung over their shoulders. They walked far enough that it was close to Shoyu's road where he would ride his bike home. But before the redhead could dart away with a short goodbye, Tobio spoke up again, hoping to have his company and attention long enough to gather his thoughts aloud. "Okay, say I do go," he started and crossed his arms, kicking a rock. "What would I even wear? I don't have anything costumey. I don't even think I could do a closet cosplay." The phrase was weird on his tongue. He had heard his cousin talk about cosplay before, but he had never been interested enough in even looking anything up for it. He had felt a little ridiculous when Shoyu stopped and laughed. It made Tobio stop as well, but he looked away.
"What? It's true."
"Well, I don't know what to tell you." The redhead wiped his eyes for a moment and gave a nonchalant shrug when Tobio practically pleaded for help. I'm just doing basic skull face since I have leftover makeup from last year. I don't even know what I'm going to wear, so you've got me. He snorted and started to laugh again. Tobio wanted to push him off his bike. He didn't, but instead he watched him get off it and walk up to him, taking him by his collar and offering him a kiss on the cheek. It made the setter blush, and he almost went for a kiss on the lips before Shoyu stood at arm's length from him. Well, if you don't know, then I don't know what I'm going to wear. Tobio huffed, and Shoyu gave him another shrug. He seriously almost punched him this time. Maybe ask Yachi-chan? She said her aunt does cosplay. Maybe you can get a costume? He asked and got back up on his bike. I've gotta go. Mom will kill me if I am late again. Text me. Ask your mom about going, okay? Shoyu, wait! Why ask Yachi? Tobio yelled, but was interrupted by Shoyu riding away and yelling, I can't hear you, as he turned up the road and cut off in his street. Tobio just watched him in his solitary place and left when he couldn't see his middle blocker anymore, walking home. He still had no idea what to do. It took a lot of convincing for Tobio's mother to let him go, but he promised that he would do anything his mom needed for chores and make sure all of his homework was done before even leaving that day for the party preparations. She was happy with that and told him to have fun as they cleaned up after dinner and she left Tobio to finish his first chore of the week, making him wash and dry the dishes and put the food away in the fridge for leftovers. After he finished his homework, he messaged Shoyu, letting him know he could make it. While he was actually happy that he was able to go, he was a little more nervous on asking Hitoka about help for a costume. It was probably the most difficult thing about this whole thing. His fingers twitched over his keypad as he contemplated what to ask, but he eventually just put it off. He was panicking up until the day before Hitoka came in with the first years, looking around to find things to help them set up. She wasn't expecting Tobio to walk up, so he startled her just a bit and she laughed. Tobio put his hands up to begin to apologize, but she shook her head, a smile on her face. Good afternoon, Tobio. She bowed a bit and stood up straight, crossing her arms. Are you ready for the party tomorrow? She asked, and Tobio rose an eyebrow. He knew he hadn't mentioned it to anyone but Shoyu. Ah, Shoyu told me. Of course he did. Ah, Tobio nodded and crossed his own arms. I suppose he also must have blabbed about how I won't be dressing up. That caused Hitoka to show surprise, and she tilted her head. What are you saying? It's Halloween! You have to dress up! It's what makes it fun! She practically bounced around him, taking his hand. We can look tonight after practice. I know of an old antique shop that sells clothes and... Tobio had to stop her. She was getting too excited. No. I don't have money on hand for that. Besides, I have chores to do after practice tonight. He took his hand away and rubbed the back of his neck. She immediately tilted her head. But if you don't have a costume, you won't be able to get into the spirit of the party. The look on Hidoka's face made him a little sad when it almost fell and made him think of something bad. He flushed at the idea and scratched his cheek in thought. His mother would kill him if she found out how sneaky he was going to be for the sake of dressing up. Hitoka's next comment was the hammer on the nail. You could really impress Shoyu if you came in looking good. Damn her. Now he had to go through with his suggestion. Okay, what if we skip practice tomorrow and go before the party? I think everyone else is skipping tomorrow anyway. It'll be short notice, but I don't need anything fancy. Hitoka perked up at that and nodded, smiling. Great. I think I know exactly what we can do, too. She answered as she trotted away to help the first years with the net. Tobio knew that her statement was supposed to help him feel better, but something about it made him feel worse, and even a little worried, especially as he saw her take out her phone and laugh maniacally at it. It felt like he had created a monster. The next day, Tobio skipped practice with Hitoka and showed his mother his homework that was actually from the day before. Hitoka recognized it in a second, but Tobio practically begged her with his eyes not to say anything. His mother fell for it and let them go early, the both of them riding their bikes to the store Hitoka was so excited about. They picked out a form-fitting black top and some ripped black skinnies with a studded belt. As they left, Tobio was skeptical that it was all they needed, but Hitoka reassured him that she had everything else waiting at home. They hopped the train back to the Yachi home, and Tobio ate dinner with her before they went to get ready, washing the clothes they just bought so that they were comfortable for the setter to wear. Hitoka took no time with her costume, having it all laid out and tried on the night before. She knew exactly how she wanted to look as Tobio watched her do her makeup as he sat in his new, clean clothes, looking at his nails. He had just painted them black, per Hitoka's request as she got ready, if only to keep him busy. When she finished, she looked them over and was very impressed that he didn't mess up the paint on his skin. Then again, she was dealing with a perfectionist volleyball player. She turned to go to the small shoebox she had sitting on her dresser and walked back to the boy on her bed with a smile.
"Are you ready?"
she asked, almost evilly. Tobio swallowed and gave a weary smile.
Yes?
He tensed up as she came closer, digging in the box.
What is even in there?
He asked. Just some things my aunt gave me. I told her what your costume was, and she loaned me a couple of things to help you out. She pulled out a black lipstick and eyeliner. Tobio was even more nervous.
And what are you going to do with those?
Tobio. She smiled widely, the soft red-painted hearts on her cheeks crinkling. You are going to be my masterpiece. Tobio didn't like the sound of that. Not one bit. The party was already going strong by the time Hitoka's mom dropped them off. It turned out that the Yachis lived very close to the Ujishima residence, so the drive only took 15 minutes. She dropped them off with a smile and told them she would be back by 11 to get them both home again, driving off and leaving them there. Hitoka was in her element, oddly enough, as she walked up to the house, but Tobio felt so out of place. He didn't even move from his spot, shaking out of nervousness to be even seen like this in public. It wasn't that Hitoka didn't do a great job. She did a good job. Tobio barely recognized himself. But it just didn't suit him. That was the point of Halloween in the first place, though, right? "Are you coming or not?" Hitoka asked, and Tobio startled, not even realizing she had come down the path to drag him along the door. She didn't ask and just took him, the both of them looking quite the pair as they rang the doorbell, standing on the porch. They didn't know who to expect to open the door, but seeing Ujishima Wakatoshi as Frankenstein's monster nearly made Tobio choke on a laugh and Hitoka piss her pants after being startled. The ex-Shira Torizawa captain just rose an eyebrow at them and took a moment before nodding. "Hinata-kun said you guys were coming. Come in, I have red punch." He opened the door and moved aside to invite them in before disappearing in the crowd. The two of them stood there by the coats for a bit before the silly American Halloween music drew them into the kitchen, looking for a little snack. The house was actually pretty packed with the whole Shira Torizawa team, the second years and the latest graduate from Aoba Juosai. Tobio spotted Hajime, so he knew Toro was there too. Even a couple of people from Nekoma. There were a lot of people he didn't know, but he wasn't intimidated so long as he could find Shoyu and smack him for making him come and not even sticking around to say hi or show him around. He didn't even go the last year, so he knew nothing of this house's layout and where things were supposed to be, or where he was going for that matter. He didn't want to be presumptuous and just walk into some room that was off limits. He and Hitoka grabbed something small, and Tobio took a couple of small bites off of her plate of cheese cubes and barbecued hot dog sausage, trying not to smudge his lipstick with every bite he took. They had brought the lipstick with just in case it faded, but with the dim lighting, he almost couldn't care if it came off and no one noticed. Tobio stood with the manager for a bit before she saw and ran into Kyoko, hugging her tight as she stood in her nurse scrubs, admiring the costume she had chosen.
He was about to approach them for lack of anything to do, but figured that this was a good opportunity for him to find Shoyu. He was determined to wow him, knowing that he could. Tobio looked around on the couches and against walls, mainly looking to anyone who would come up to his chin and height like Shoyu did. He remembered that he said he was putting on skull makeup or something, but he had no idea what he was wearing. He was about to walk down a hallway when he ran into Kendaichi Yaturo, literally ran into him. He cursed as he felt the plastic cup the other was holding snap between them and felt liquid splash all over his shirt. He huffed a bit, but noticed the other was doing a little worse, since the juice was red and he was wearing a white button-up.
Shit, sorry, I...
he began, but was interrupted. Tobio? Yutaro rose an eyebrow and brushed off his shirt. Is that you? He had to squint to look at him, and Tobio sneered a bit. Yeah? What's wrong with your face? He huffed, and the middle blocker straightened up. He could have sworn he saw a blush through his cheap makeup.
Nothing. I just didn't recognize you, he answered.
It tided the setter over for a moment, and it took Yadaro a minute to realize that Tobio had been looking for someone when it was clear he wasn't listening to what he was saying and looking around. Are you trying to find Shoyu? He finally asked, and when Tobio looked at him, the younger had to look away.
Yeah, you seen him?
Tobio crossed his arms and Yadaro just moved out of the way and pointed down the hall. Basement door is on the left. He was talking with Kenma from Nekoma. He's the only witch here. Big hat. Can't miss him. Yadaro spoke, but Tobio was walking past him already, brushing him aside. He didn't notice that his ex-teammate was watching him leave. He only cared that Shoyu was downstairs. He had been waiting all night to show him his costume, and he finally had his chance. Finally. Downstairs was really no different than upstairs. He passed Toru, but made no point in stopping when he heard a snide remark whispered under his breath.
Ooh, who let Amy Lee in?
He just continued searching. He almost gave up, only looking for the big witch hat and not seeing Kenma's dark roots and his blonde hair right away. He was slow to find them, but when he did, he walked over, hoping Shoyu would be surprised over how he looked. Tobio was definitely surprised by his ridiculous getup, that was for sure. He almost looked like a clown with how baggy and mismatched his clothes were. Still, he thought he looked cute telling jokes to a couple of people who seemed to gather around to just talk to him. He took a step closer, and it was almost instantaneous that he and Shoyu looked at each other and caught eyes. If the makeup Shoyu had bought was high quality, he should ask for his money back, since Tobio could definitely see the blush on his face creep up from under the white cream, since it was obvious on his neck and ears. Tobio blushed at the thought of being able to see it, and he almost turned away when the redhead had to look like he was about to burst from excitement. And he really had tried getting away, but he felt Shoyu lunge toward him to grab his wrist, successfully stopping him completely. Tobio? He asked, and when the setter turned to look at his boyfriend, his heart swelled, seeing how excited he was.
Damn! Look at you! Yachan did a good job! I almost didn't recognize you!
Shoyu squealed and pulled him in for a hug. He then pulled back, nearly giving Tobio whiplash.
How do you like mine?
Tobio thought back to his first impression, and he laughed a bit.
You look like an idiot, idiot.
Shoyu pouted and crossed his arms, letting Tobio get a couple of laughs in before he went back to his small crowd, the both of them standing side by side. The night was slow to progress, but Tobio was feeling much better now that he had found Shoyu in this mess of a party. A couple of games went on downstairs where they were present, and Shoyu always tried to get him to join, but Tobio was quick to refuse, not wanting to make a fool of himself. He said hello to Suka and Daichi as they made their rounds, Tobio giving Daichi a look the second he smelled alcohol in Suga's breath. All in all, it was a great night. Tobio liked it even better when it started to die down. It was just them on the couch after a while. Since it was a school night, most everyone went home earlier than usual, all except for those who had graduated the year before. Tobio was surprised to see Kotaro and Tetsuro out so late with Keiji and Kenma, since they lived in Tokyo, but he assumed that they would either be leaving soon to sleep and suffer in the morning, or they had special permission to stay in Miyagi for the rest of the night and head back to school for Friday. Still, once it had started to die down, besides those who were sitting in the corners making out, it was just Shoyu and Tobio on the main couch, having eaten a couple of snacks and had gotten into their third glass of punch each. Tobio was starting to feel his makeup fading and the fake piercing on his lip pinching him a bit too much. He moved his hand to take it out when he noticed Shoyu was watching him. The setter blushed and gave out a choked, "What?"
"Nothing."
Shoyu shook his head. His actions were mixed as he denied any interest but moved closer on the couch.
"I can help you with that, if you want."
Tobio rose an eyebrow, oblivious. Was that a come-on, or was he about to get this shitty faux jewelry stuck in his mouth?
"I got it. Thanks."
He pulled it out and looked at it before putting it back in his pocket and wiping the tips of his fingers off on his pants, having smudged the lipstick a bit. He glanced over to Shoyu and noticed he hadn't moved over.
"It's out."
Did he need a progress report? He was deeply confused when Shoyu moved to stand and stood in front of him, hands outstretched.
"Come on."
He grinned devilishly, and Tobio felt his heart thud.
"Where?"
He snorted a bit, but Shoyu just took his hands and dragged him up. He led them down another hallway in the basement and opened a door for him. Tobio sneered into the darkness until Shoyu groaned and reached it to turn on a light. It was just the downstairs bathroom, but it was nice. It had an older feel to it with a deep clawfoot tub and ledges with candles and incense. It must have been Wakatoshi's mother since there were romance novels on a shelf beside the towels in the entryway. Tobio looked around and was oblivious, himself, not realizing that Shoyu was watching him. He turned around to see the shorter looking up at him as he leaned against the wooden wall. He looked so cute there, and Tobio found a little need to tease him surface. He was slow as he moved towards Shoyu and pinned him with his body, smiling down at him. He bumped their foreheads together and moved his hands to his jaw and neck, wrists resting on his shoulders so his long fingers could play with his hair. Honestly, he was surprised the blocker didn't go for a wig, but it didn't matter. He had other things to think about.
"So, you like my Halloween costume, Shoyu?"
he murmured, looking into Shoyu's soft eyes. His thumb massaged below his earlobes after pulling away from the waves of his soft hair, and Shoyu took a deep breath before nodding. He let out a strangled, "Yeah-huh," and Tobio pressed closer, hips flush against hips. He leaned in nearer to Shoyu's face, and his lips gently brushed against Shoyu's lips to settle at his cheek. The taller could feel how stiff the redhead was under his touch, and when he gave him a kiss, he was stiff and breathless. Tobio laughed as he pulled away and gave him a sweet, honest smile.
"Thank you, Shoyu."
Tobio didn't know what hit him as he was being pushed back against the opposite wall, hands on his hips and Shoyu's face inches from his own. Tobio felt a little confused for a moment, but when their lips pressed together, he knew what was happening. They had only ever made out once, and this would be their second time, as Shoyu pressed close and tilted his head, tongue brushing against his lips to part them, a deeper kiss itching at his fingertips, and Tobio agreed, tilting his head to match Shoyu's, feeling their tongues bump against each other before sliding them joined. Tobio had felt ecstatic, his fingertips electric and his breathing shallow. Kissing Shoyu always drew out a need he had never felt before, and he loved riding the wave of it. He was disoriented when the shorter pulled away and started to hiss at him, hand gripping his black long sleeve.
"You don't get to fucking smile at me looking like this. Do you even know how beautiful you are? You took my damn breath away when I saw you tonight and... lipstick? Fuck, I didn't even think that lipstick was a thing that could happen."
Tobio couldn't stop smiling at the compliments, but the smile wiped clean off his face when Shoyu pressed his hips forward against his, letting out a surprised little gasp.
"You really threw me for a loop, Tobio," Shoyu grinned, a little wickedly, his rough hands wandering to his waist and pulling him impossibly closer.
Tobio licked his lips and pressed his face forward, nuzzling their noses. He felt a little of Shoyu's makeup brush off on the bridge, but he didn't even care. "I'm actually kind of glad you forced me to come here." He hummed and pressed a kiss to his lips again. He took a moment before he started flushing a little more and turning his head aside before Shoyu could kiss him again. They were in some stranger's bathroom, making out, and Tobio knew that once they started, neither of them would stop. It was just their nature as people and as the other's infatuations. "But I'm not so sure about making out down here." It took Shoyu a moment before he nodded in realization, moving away.
Yeah, that's...
He cleared his throat. "Say no more." He smiled but held out his hand. "Come on, let's go upstairs. I heard Wakatoshi has cake in his fridge."
"Where'd you hear that?"
Tobio scoffed, taking his hand and walking out with him. "One of the first years from Nekoma commented on it." Shoyu grinned. "Come on, I don't know how much there is, but we have to go and get a piece." The redhead started to drag him, but Tobio followed along. He was really glad he came. The rest of the night flew by. Ushijima's parents came home a little earlier, but the time was coming close for some of those who were invited and weren't staying the night. Tobio, Shoyu, and Hitoka stood outside with some of the others, and when Shoyu's mother came to pick him up, she smiled at Tobio, bright and cheery. "Wanna ride home?" she asked, leaning out the window before smiling at his costume. "I love it. Very punk, Tobio."
"Mom!"
Shoyu huffed as he stood in front of the setter, toes hanging off the curb. "Can you roll up your window or something? I have to tell Tobio something important." The woman just gave her son a warning look and turned back to the taller. "Well, would you like a ride, dear? We're on the way." Tobio just held up his hand.
No, thank you, Hinata-san. I have my bike at Yachi's place. I need to get it before they drive me home."
Tobio rubbed the back of his neck, realizing he was sort of becoming a bother for the mother and daughter, and that it would be easier to leave now and get the bike in the morning. But Shoyu's mom laughed it off, kicking him for his thoughts.
"No problem. Don't be such a stranger."
She waved and rolled up the window, pulling up a little bit as another car drove up behind her to pick up some other partygoer. Shoyu turned to Tobio, and Tobio almost wished he could take his hand. He fiddled with his shirt instead as she looked down at the other and smiled.
"Seriously, you looked hot like this. If you ever decide to become a goth, I would be so honored."
Tobio laughed at that, but Shoyu became serious with the weird bedroom look in his eyes he had yet to perfect.
"Honestly, I think you're my new wet dream."
He wiggled his eyebrows for effect, and Tobio smacked him upside the head immediately.
"Shut up! Don't say things like that."
Tobio flushed and was seriously close to pushing him down the street.
"It's true, Bakageyama."
Shoyu winced, but still gave him a smile.
"Really, I am happy you came. I hope you had fun."
Tobio took a second to watch him, but he smiled as well, shrugging a bit. "It was a waste of time, but at least I got to waste time with you." Shoyu just rolled his eyes at his comment and gave him a big hug, resting his head on his shoulder. Tobio started to hug him back, arms going to wrap around the shoulder, but he stopped when he felt a kiss on his neck, causing him to heat up and freeze. When the shoulder pulled away, Tobio stared at him as he ran off to his mom, getting into the front passenger side seat and drove off, talking excitedly before the door even closed. He almost didn't hear Hitoka calling for him when her mom pulled up, but he headed their way when he realized it was time for him to leave too. He pressed his hands to where he was kissed and smiled brightly.
"Happy Halloween, Shoyu, you stupid little gremlin."
And that's it. I very much hope you enjoyed this reading. If you did, be sure to check out some of the other stuff I have. A link to the fanfic will be in the description, as well as my Beacons page, which has, it's like a link tree. It's got, well, technically speaking, it is a link tree. It's just
beacons, AI, whatever. Anyways, Instagram, Discord server, email address, recommendation form. Yes, I have one of those if you want to submit something.
I will give you a heads up, though. I'm not going to read, I'm not even going to consider something that's, 200,000 words. I only really do those for myself. But if you still want to, go for it, because I need more stuff to read, so.
Go check out the author, because they were so nice and awesome, and this story was, so cute. So go look at the other stuff they have, because they're awesome. And leave me 1,000 comments, because I love comments. So leave me comments. This is not a request, it's a threat. Do it. Right now. Did you do it? Did you leave me a comment? I want a comment, goddammit. No, I'm just joking. Okay, anyways, have a good day. I will see you in the next one. Bye.